as a society in the last 15 or 20 years, we have gradually come to the sad realization that this is not the wonderful country we always patted ourselves on the backs for and said, a great little country to bring up children. It wasn't. It had horrendous nightmares.
The Sunday Times journalist Justine McCarthy, speaking ahead of a referendum in the Republic aimed at strengthening children's rights.
It was a country where children were to be seen but not heard. And we never really treated children as fully fledged human beings who had rights and entitlements.
One tangible change, if the referendum is passed, will take shape in the Republic's adoption laws, making it easier for children of married parents to be adopted, something previously denied to foster parents Anne and John Renison when one of their long-term foster children wanted to be adopted.
The eldest of the girls asked, "What would happen to us if you died? Would we be able to stay here with our older children," is whom she was referring to. And we said, "We're not too sure about that. We need to talk to the social worker." From then on, she said, she was saying, "Well, if we were adopted, could we stay here?" But it didn't happen. You know, consent didn't happen. We had other long-term children for whom it wasn't an issue, but the option needs to be there for them. If there's no hope of reunification, and if the child is of an age where the child is able to say what he or she wants, well then, why should they not be listened to? You know, they shouldn't have to drift through a system and not know what's at the end of it, not know what the outcome will be, really.
What's most noticeable about this referendum is the lack of debate on the issues involved. All of the political parties are asking people to vote yes, but not everyone is in the yes camp.
I think that we are sleepwalking into a disaster.
That's Father Brian McKevitt, editor of Alive, a Catholic newspaper.
Running through this amendment, it seems to me, is an underlying contempt for parents. Parents are either ignored or they are presented as having failed or not being really interested in the best interests of their children. And the implication is that the state really needs to take over the running of children.
Since 1970, there have been some 17 major reports on known child protection failings in the Republic.
It's easy to say, well, we didn't know, but there would always have been signs. I remember myself in the school where I went, there was a mother in baby home near us, and I used to always feel that there was some sort of a stigma about that place. So you looked the other way. You know, and I think it has been hard for Irish people to look at the problem. It's a very tangible and practical way of atoning for what we did to children over the years and the generations.